This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Dear Lizzie and Dan, I have a question that I would appreciate your insight into. I often go to get my nails done, either a manicure or a pedicure, at a local salon where I routinely see the same technicians. As a mom of two young kids, my half hour or hour at the salon is a tremendous respite for me. I love to sit and read or even catch up on a favorite show on my phone while I get my nails done. Is it rude of me not to chat with the technician? If not, is reading more acceptable than using earphones to listen to music, watch a show, or is any of that okay? Consideration and respect might dictate that I talk with the technician, but honesty would say what I really want is a break. These are the best etiquette questions because you're trying to balance the things that are really important principles of etiquette.
And paying attention to how this might affect the people around her despite what she very much so wants for herself. Awesome.
Etiquette kudos. Bravo, golf claps.
You can totally achieve this, I think. I would have a pleasant exchange with the technician as he or she greets you. I would be sure to, if these are people that I regularly see, I would mention something. Oh, love the new haircut. Or, ooh, what color do you have going on today? Or, you know, whatever it is, you do that thing that makes it a little more than just hi, bye. And I think that it would be very easy for you to walk in there and say, Carol, do you mind if I put my headphones in and watch a show while my nails are done today? I don't want to bother anyone else, but I could just use the timeout, the break myself. Most technicians are in the wonderful mentality of they are giving you a break and pampering you a bit and doing something that is pleasing and lovely. And anyone who's ever had a manicure or pedicure knows that it is a relaxing thing to have done. So I think you're going to have a very warm reception to this, especially if you're offering to use headphones so that you don't bother other people in the salon. You say to him or her, please feel free to give me a tap or get my attention somehow if you need to ask me anything. These are the ways that let someone know you're not trying to just wall up and close everything off, and you're not trying to take everything over with your own needs. And I think there's just no reason why that doesn't fall into good etiquette ask territory. I really want to put emphasis on making sure that your interactions at the start and end are friendly and very engaged. That is how you won't come off as rude, in my opinion anyway.
I couldn't agree more. You might even find that your technician really appreciates the option, the possibility, the clarity of communication that's going to allow them to do their job. And oftentimes, I think people that work at salons think of that rapport, that back and forth with a client as part of their job. But I think it can also be nice for them to have a break sometimes of 20 minutes, 30 minutes where they get to just cut hair or do nails and have a clear boundary and know what the expectation is. As long as you've got that humanity, that basic courtesy of the greeting, the parting, the acknowledgement that there is a technological device in the room that could impact other people, either in how it walls you off or if it were loud, bothering other people. The only thing that I would add to this question is that I would avoid talking or chatting on a phone.
Absolutely.
During a salon visit.
Yeah.
I talked about this on the Today Show a couple years ago. And that was the one piece of advice that we could all agree on, that if you were really bothering other people who were there for their moment of sanctuary, that that's another level to the consideration. It's about you. It's about the technician and also the other people who are in the salon and being subjected to one half of a conversation when you're a captive audience, when you're also head in the hairdryer or hands in the bath, that you really there's nowhere for you to go to escape. So as long as you're doing those things, I think you're going to be in great shape.
We really hope that this allows you to approach the H for honesty in a way that you feel supported by and that still allows for consideration and respect to those around you.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.